All right, guys, your 10 minutes starts now.
All right.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Yes, welcome.
We're back.
We're back. For some people, we're here for the first time.
Yeah, that's new. Right. That's right.
I'm Jennifer Ritzinger, and I work on the Mixed Conference along with you.
Work on it. You own it. That's what I hear.
I am one of the stakeholders.
Stakeholders, yeah.
Yes, I'm
key
one of the
stakeholders, right?
As are you.
Yeah, Mike Swanson is my name. Maybe you've seen us before. We don't want to assume anyone's watched this show before, but we do this series leading up to our events
right.
to kind of give maybe a behind-the-scenes look at how the event goes together, give people some additional insight into what to expect at the event.
That's right.
We give out tips, we give out tricks, little event tidbits. We get people on the show, we interview.
That's right. Right? We have some fun.
We do have some fun. And we like to take, you know, input from our viewers.
Absolutely. We have an email address, actually.
We do. Do you remember what it is? I think it's just mix10@microsoft.com.
And the reason why we might hesitate on that, I just have to say, I'm back from a three-week vacation. You're back from a vacation.
Yes.
Post-holiday re-entry kind of thing.
Yes.
So first of all...
That's why, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's not even go there.
Yeah.
So this is the Mixo 9 logo. But we do have a Mix 10 logo.
Yes.
We're
lazy, aren't we?
Because we can be a little... we have a case to have a... tend to have a little verbal diarrhea, you and I.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do the show on 10 minutes. We usually have a timer that keeps us honest.
But we do have a timer that keeps us honest.
We have a director, Laura Foy, today, who did it for us because our old timer, which broke, we didn't get a new one because we've been on vacation. So anyway, but we're back. We're in the game. We're ready for Mixed because it's in T-minus, like, 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Yes. So we have lots of news that we want to talk about. What's going on, right?
So what's different this year?
Well, lots of things. Let's start with the physical location of where it's being held. So we are in Vegas again, but we're at the other end of the strip. Mm-hmm. We are saying bye-bye to the Venetian.
Love to the Venetian.
Loved it.
It was great.
Loved
we're going to try something new.
Time for something new like the Mandalay Bay.
Now that you've figured out where all the shops are and where all the food is, we change it on you and we go down to the Mandalay Bay. But it's an exciting venue.
Yes.
A lot of space.
A lot of space. Windows. You can see outside.
Yes, windows.
For once. So yeah, we're excited about that because that just is new opportunities in terms of what we can do with the layout of the space and the trade show and the expo and the partners.
Expo. We're going to try an expo this year. We've gotten feedback from a lot of our attendees and viewers that an expo is something they're interested in. So we're going to try that on a small scale and hopefully we dial that
right
without removing the character of Mix, since we do try to make it a little bit different than the traditional Microsoft conference.
Absolutely. But there are some things that are still the same because we like consistency and we make sure that our customers know what they're getting. Mix is the Microsoft conference that is about the web, specifically the consumer web is what we try to focus on. Yeah. Mix is a conference that is for both designers and developers who are working on web properties.
Designers like us?
Do you admire our art?
Much better designers than us.
Yes, absolutely. A couple of our keynote speakers will be returning. So Scott Guthrie is a person that you have seen before at Mix. His team in the developer division, they develop Silverlight and other key web technologies. Bill Buxton will be back.
Yeah, we saw Bill for the first time last year. He keynoted. You can still watch the keynote online on the website and stream it. Did a 20-minute, very inspirational kind of keynote opener. And he was just a hit at the event because he spends a lot of time interacting with attendees, and he's back this year.
Yes, he's very aspirational. We were just reading an article, you and I both, about how he should be one of the frontmen for Microsoft because in terms of Microsoft research, which is where he sits, he's just one of those leaders that
he's brilliant and inspirational.
And inspirational.
He's got the great
combination. You've read his book?
Yes, great combination. He's perfect for Mix, right? If there's anybody who really embodies what Mix is all about, Bill Buxton jumps right to mind.
But that's all we've announced so far. There will be more keynoters.
We like to tease on this show.
We like to have a few secrets and surprises, so don't count us out on that. Another thing that's consistent about Mix, in my opinion, is that it's a great price point. It's a very economic show to attend. So it's a three-day event, and right now, if you sign up and register by January 15th, you can get a great discount and only pay $7.95 to attend.
That's a huge discount, by the way, right? That's not quite half off, but it's close.
It's significant.
It's significant. Plus...
But wait, there's more.
No, there's more. Where's my potato peeler? Okay, but wait, there's more. Let's hear it.
If you also sign up by January 15th, we will give you one free night at the Mandalay Bay.
It's a good deal.
For your hotel.
So pay for two nights, get the third night free, right?
You got it.
So all told, that's significant savings. And the 15th is coming up.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
I don't know when the show will hit, but it's like a week away, a week and a half away from when we're recording this thing. So it's pretty darn
absolutely
quick.
So I think it's a really good justification to go to your boss and say, hey, I sign up right away. I'm going to save this much money, which will cover your airfare and all sorts of things. So come on down and see us.
By the way, the 15th is another key date while we're on the topic of the 15th.
It is.
We got another thing here. We had an open call for content this year. right? So we basically said, hey, everybody, you know, submit your own session ideas. What would you like to talk about? What would you like to speak about? And we ended up with 169 sessions.
Phenomenal.
We only had the door open for a little while. That's a lot of sessions.
Over the holidays,
over
too.
Over the holidays. So pretty amazing. And I was looking at tweets this morning. It was like 80-plus tweets, people trying to get people to vote for their sessions. But we had an open call for content. 169 of them are there. And if you go to visitmix.com/opencallvote, we'll see if we can get a subtitle, or it'll probably help us out. If you go there and vote by the 15th, we'll pick the best and we'll make sure that they actually can present that session at MIX. So it's a great way to not only have third parties speak, but kind of the content selection process is driven by our viewers and our attendees.
And this is another new thing for us. We have done submissions from the community before, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but the open call where people are actually voting, mm-hmm. so they're deciding and not us, Microsoft, deciding.
It's exciting.
And
you basically pick five and then you submit your ballot and we figure it out. It's hard to pick five. I've been looking through these things. These are great sessions.
What are some of the themes?
They're all over the map. Without remembering specific titles, they're all over the map. They're things that we wouldn't normally cover. They're best presented by third parties. They include technologies that we wouldn't necessarily be expert in, technologies that we don't make, and how they work well with us, how we can integrate with them. There's a lot of design content that we might, again, not be able to present as well as someone in the outside of Microsoft. Right. So it just kind of rounds out the MIX conference, and it really gives it the character.
That reminds me, we have a full day of workshops at MIX.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day before that the conference actually begins. We call it the pre-con day. And that's delivered by a lot of third parties as
Absolutely.
Well. Folks like Molly Holschlag and others. So you pay slightly more than the main conference fee for a whole other in-depth training. It's a full workshop day.
Yeah, just show up one day early, sit down for a full day, and these things are always highly reviewed.
Absolutely.
The other thing we have on here is we have a contest going on called Mix 10K. It's back.
It was
a very popular contest. And the idea is to see what you can kind of create in 10K or less.
Yeah.
So write some code, write a program in like Silverlight, something like that, in 10K or less, and see what you can make it do. There's a couple rules and regulations, but that's the essence of it. We've already gotten a number of submissions, but the grand prize is a trip to the conference,
Ooh.
To Mix 10. There are some other prizes as well. I think there's t-shirts, special edition things. You can read the details. It's at mix10k.visitmix.com. Maybe we'll get the subtitle for that as well. But they're open through January 29th, so a little bit longer. Write your code, write your app, submit it.
But very lightweight.
Very lightweight.
Something that's small and in theory shouldn't take that much time.
But it takes a lot of time just to get it down.
But if you come to Mix and learn some tips and tricks, it might take less time next time.
That's true. Optimization techniques, things like this. It reminds me of the demo scene. I don't know how many of our viewers are as old as I am, but the demo scene back when you used to write things in 256 bytes or 1K, this is kind of a version of that. But there's some pretty impressive stuff. I mean, in prior years when we've done this, we've gotten lots of entries, and it's amazing what people can squeeze into just 10K of code.
Right.
It's definitely an art form.
So let's talk about some of the themes that we're going to be talking about at MIX this year, in the content, the sessions, the keynotes.
Sure.
Of course, we can't go into detail on everything quite yet.
Wink. I can't wink very well.
But there are some general technologies that you can presume that we'll be talking about, is this being the web conference from Microsoft.
You bet. Speaking of themes, I mean, a lot of it will echo even what you heard at PDC. A different conference, different audience. I know we do have some overlap, but the three screens in a cloud, or this idea that basically there's multiple devices and device types exist out in the world. You're smiling.
Don't be
giving anything away. Right? There's different device types. There's anything from mobile devices. There's custom devices that might run like Windows Embedded. There's full desktop devices, laptops, touch screens. All these kinds of things now are in play. And the web is just a fabric that's there. You know, whether it's a traditional website, whether it's something like Windows Azure or cloud-hosted services or services that aren't even on our platform, it's all playing together now. And to kind of provide that experience, that web experience to any device, no matter where you are, is really a theme that we've been driving now as a company for a while. And, of course, we'll talk more about it at MIX.
Right.
And you can expect to hear that in the keynote. We'll make some big announcements, as you talked about, and then we'll kind of echo that through the sessions and hopefully it'll be a great show.
And some folks might have questions. We did have this Professional Developers Conference in November,
mm-hmm.
and then MIX is just a few months later in March. Mm-hmm. Folks might be asking, well, what could they be saying that's really that much new?
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier in the audience, right? There's a design pivot that we make sure we include here. There's user experience sessions that we have. We try to blend the two a little bit more, so it's not just hardcore dev geeky stuff.
Right.
Although we have some of that, we also mix in that user experience. And then the other big differentiator from PDC is that third party.
Yes.
You know, it's like a third or more third-party speakers delivering content that, again, we wouldn't normally be expert in presenting. So it just is a really well-rounded conference.
And another fun antidote is that Scott Guthrie keynoted at PTC, as he will again at MIX. And you would think that if he had nothing new to say, that he really wouldn't be interested in doing this.
Scott always has new stuff to say.
He practically comes to us saying, hey, okay, sign me up. When's my MIX keynote? Yeah. So even though it's just a few months later, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. That's a wrap!